Advances in technology and changes in the economics of wind power have made the development of wind energy more viable in the last decade. But a report from the U.S. Department of Energy shows the potential for most states is well beyond current installed capacity. The state of North Dakota is one example, where the 20% wind energy by 2030 report pegs the state's potential at 2.3 gigawatts, and just over 1,200 megawatts is installed. Ron Rebenich is manager of alternative technologies for Basin Electric Power Cooperative. He says North Dakota certainly has the wind, but does not have the necessary transmission system, what he calls the highway to the market.
To develop the amount of wind generation as possible, we need to export it. Just as we don't eat all the wheat we produce or consume all the beef we raise, we need to export that product, and that takes transmission. And transmission is limited. There are many millions or billions of dollars in transmission that would need to be developed in order to export that power supply.
There is another challenge, one Rebenich says was the most difficult for Basin Electric as they got involved with wind energy development. He says that's getting the environmental permitting completed.
These larger projects come under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, and there's tremendous risk and uncertainty in that process because you don't know what you're getting into until you actually spend significant amounts on the studies. And federal agencies are not really sure how to analyze the impacts.
Certainly there are other hurdles to the goal of achieving the 20% wind goal by 2030, but Rebenich says it's definitely worth the effort.
We've got a vast resource here. It's renewable. It'll be there for 100 years, and it's a resource we need to develop. Wind is just one more tool in the toolbox to meet the energy demands of our society. Our society is very dependent on a reliable and reasonably cost supply of energy, and wind has the potential to be part of that picture.
A very important part, Rebenich says. Reporting for the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, I'm Stacia Cudd.